Rabotai, similar member of Siv Gimel teaches us the following interesting aloha. How are you, everybody? All good? Okay, this is an interesting aloha. It's not directly connected to Birkas HaShachar, but I imagine it's the first place too that it comes into it. And therefore, it's very relevant indeed. Siv Gimel teaches us, Chayev Adam Levorech, a person is obligated to make a bracha every single day. Bechol Yoim, every day, Mea Brachas. 100 brachas, 100 blessings, lefochos, at the very least. We've got a halacha to say every single day 100 brachas. Where does that come from? Says the Mishtibu in Seif Katan Yud Dal. That time, the reason. Lefi shah, you may sing b'chol yoim, me'on nefoshes me'yisrael. There was a time that it was a plague, should we call it, pandemic, an endemic. No, what's the thing again? Pandemic, if it's...
Endemic,
just
localized.
Right, so I think it was a pandemic. There was 100 Yidden dying. 100 Yidden, every single day was 100 Yidden dying. Therefore, Tikhen David, Alzeh Levorech, Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. So David HaMelech, with his great wisdom, understood the way to sort this out, the way to... the way to rectify this 100 death every single day, Chas V'Shalom, was by instituting 100 brachas every single day. Every Yid recites 100 brachas every day. That is what is going to rectify the problem. And lo and behold, it helped. There is a lot of discussion in the Bale Musa and the Bale Ashkofa. How does that exactly work? What is that exactly, that if there's even reciting 100 brachas, that helps against a potential magefa? It is interesting, by the way, that we're going to see it's not really so much halacha lemaaseh on a practical level, but when COVID hit, a lot of people did speak about this gemara as well. That, you know, but the point being that when there is a potential danger, which Chas V'Shalom is a magefa and kills literally people, so there is the 100 brachas in one way or another brings about a greater kiddush shemayim, a gilui, by blessing and benching and seeing the kvod shemayim, by seeing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and reciting 100 brachas every day. That somehow cancels out and balances out, and it somehow I know Reb Shimshon Pink has a lot of shurim on it, so that's what the institution was. And since then we make a point of making 100 brachas every day. Says the Mishnah, on a day to day basis, it's not really a big deal. Why is it not a big deal? Exactly. Once you start counting, you see that we do easy 100 brachas a day. And that's what the Mishnah is doing over here. He starts by night. That's Chiddush number one, by the way. That he starts by night. Why is that Chiddush? Yeah, I know, but I would have thought perhaps that 100 brachas a day is from daylight till night. But you're right. Oh, Mishibu is telling us, no. It's the 100 brachas in a 24-hour cycle. The 100 brachas in a 24-hour cycle. It starts with a mapel. Okay. No. I thought that perhaps there is a tzad to say that 100 doesn't mean in a 24 hours. It means from morning till evening, kind of. Yeah. Yeah, very good, very good. Very good question. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, if he doesn't list Ma'ariv later, maybe because they probably have Mincha Ma'ariv together. Let's see. Who is counting? Okay. Another 16 brachas. Okay, who is counting? Okay, we're up to? Okay, 22. Arichov based brachas, spot on. Ubirkas sits, where are we? 23. Tfilin? Hariot Sholosh, yeah? Birkas sits and tfilin is another 3. Not for That's only for Ashkenazim, yeah. L'fiminageinu. Shemavarchen. So here we have a proof that the Mishtabur of the Chofetz Chaim was Ashkenazi. Yeah, here we go. Shemavarchen. Shtayim al atfelin. Another 200. Shtayim al atfelin. Harechov hei. Boruch shama yishtabach. Hariot shtayim. Why is it? Why is that? Why is Boruch shama yishtabach? Another two? Because it's Boruch. Yeah, simple as that. Birkas ki Hashema. Yeah, shachiz ve'arves. So why does it say Kiyoshma v'Shachis? You know, I didn't see anybody pointing out, but it's probably why did he say? Why does he? What?
Morning and evening.
Morning and evening, yeah.
Three in the
yeah. So he says altogether eight. Harei lamed hey. Venun zayin brachas the gimel tefillas harei tzadi beis. And then you've got the Shmoyne Esre nun zayin brachas the gimel tefillas. Times three, yeah, so you get to Tzadi Beis, you're up to 92. That's with the three Shemoneh Esres. You're up to 90, it's 92. 92 brachas just by being a regular, conventional, no rocket science yid. You got 92 brachas just by doing the basics. Pretty safe. Pretty safe. Now, if you are a Jew that eats, have you seen such a thing? Yeah, which days Seudois, you're having two meals. So you get another shesoyt achas arvis vachas shachis, yesh tezayin brachas. Then you have another 16 brachas.
How many per meal? Five.
Oh yeah. So he says as follows: ki bechol tzuda yesh ches brachas. You've 8 brachas every meal. Why? Anotila sedaim. Amoitzi. Okay, I know what you're going to say in a minute. V'dalet and 4 birkas shebirkas amozin. Okay, so that's how you end up 8 brachas every meal times 2. And then you make kois, you drink something, so you drink a bit, so you have all together 108 brachas. Now, I know what you're going to say. What are you saying?
We
don't wash twice a day. So, because I'll tell you what, those people, yeah, going back 100 years ago, you know what they did? They ate twice a day. How many times do we eat a day?
Five.
I think we'll move to like 12, 13, 15 times a day. Yeah, just little, you know, we have a snack here, snack there, then we go for this. You know, we don't eat twice a day. So that means so we end up having much more. We have how many shackles do we do a day? Think how many shackles you do a day, you know, for this. How many mezonos? Remember that piece of cake? Yeah, and then the apple, and then the carrots, if you want to be healthy. So you end up having far more. So, and he's going to get to that. So he said, 108 brachas. Okay, so are we agreeing that we are safe on a regular day? So this whole takana of making 100 brachas a day on an average Wednesday, we are fine. We're fine. The problem is, yeah, well, so that's where the Mishnah comes into question. So, he said, even on the tainus, you knock off one meal, kamken mekayim kuf brachas, you're still going to be okay with 100 brachas. Remember, just davening 3 tefillas a day, birkas shachar, etc., 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 you're up to 92. Okay, so that we are on safe territory, right? Pretty much. Problem is, uviyem haShabbos, chosel yud gimel birkas me'ameh brachas. On Shabbos, you're running low with Shemoneh Esres, right? We've got 3 times Shemoneh Esres, so we don't do that on Shabbos, right? So you're running a bit low. Therefore, so what you should do, make an effort, make a solid effort on Shabbos to have some more food. Okay, that's called Mesiros Nefesh for Yiddishkeit, I would say. You got to be a Mesiros Nefesh, and Mishtibu suggests the way to do this Mesiros Nefesh is by eating Peres and Megodim, which literally translates into fruit, and Megodim is delicious. You can skip the fruit, I would say, if you don't have cakes and biscuits, that will do the same trick. So the point is, you need to go from 92 to, you're going to add up the brachas to get to 100. That's a very big chiddush. He says, if you're unable to have more food on Shabbos, so what you should do is, you should be yoitza with the birkas haftorah, and the birkas haftorah and birkas of the maftir, during birkas haftorah on Shabbos. Do you know the brachas which are said by the...
It's never supposed to be
you
anyway.
No, so you're not... If without specific intention, you're not... It's not really your bracha, and you may not be... You may not be added. It's not your bracha. It's the Shliach Tzibur's bracha, and you just say, Amen.
Why is it more by hearing?
Yeah, it's a big chiddush. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah over here, that it can be counted as yours, yeah. For which bracha are you talking? Oh, that's a very good point. I didn't think of this, but that's a very valid point. We generally say that, you know, if you want to be yotze bracha, I don't know what the answer is. Gideon's point is as follows. Gideon's point is that if you want to be yotze with the bracha, we know the halacha is, you say amen, and you do not say baruch hu shemai. I'm saying a random bracha, you know, which has nothing to do with you, then you say baruch hu shemai, and you say amen. However, if it's a bracha you want to be yotze with, you don't say baruch hu shemai. You know, when somebody listens to Kiddush on Shabbos, you say amen. You don't say baruch hu shemai. Why? Because you want to be yotze with that Kiddush. What's another example? Shofar. That's right. We don't say baruch hu shemai. Why not? Because you want to yotze with that bracha. You don't interrupt it by saying baruch hu shemai. Reb Gideon says, well, come to the Mishnah now that we are saying that in order to get on Shabbos to honor brachas, the best way to do it, not the best way, a way of doing it is by being yotze the biggest after, and then perhaps, says Reb Gideon, don't say baruch hu shemai. It's a good valid point. It's a good point. I have to think about it. Pardon? Yeah. I know. You're not yotze. You just yotze the chiyuv on the brachas. Could very well be. I don't know. It's a good, very valid point. Very interesting.
Why do you say brachas hashachar then?
Because nowadays we're not yoitz with the shliach tzibu.
Well, why can't we get them as extra brachas?
You're saying what's the difference? Because you're saying it yourself. You can't count twice. You won't be able to count the same bracha twice since you're saying it yourself. Okay, to leachen is atzma. It's Aviyana. Okay, come on. Because I'm going to leachen is atzma. B'chashash bracha she'en etzicha mishum mitzvah. Yeah, the interesting as well. Because I'm going to avon. To leachen is atzma. B'chashash bracha she'en etzicha mishum mitzvah kuf brachas. What happens if a person says, "I'm short of the 100 brachas today. I'm short. It's a Shabbos. I'm short of 100 brachas. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to now make a shahakol. I'm going to have half a drink, say burn the fashis, and then have another shahakol. And finish off the drink thereby gaining another brachas. Says, yeah, you can't do that. Just the mitzvah of getting on a brachas doesn't override the brachas and tzicha. So you still, it's interesting. You know, there is some yidden. There is a lot of yidden out there that keep cheshbon where they're holding with a. You know, there's a story there, and that's a real. They're holding with. I'm trying to remember now the details. What was it? The biscuit? What's the story? That's right. And after him, he doesn't eat the apple. Why? Because he had an aliyah. And then aliyah, then he knew it. Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So I know there's all these, not such a long time ago, but Duna in Stamford Hill, Zichon Levoach, he also knew exactly where they were holding with the brachas. They kept cheshbon where they were holding with the brachas. And he's especially relevant on the only day which the real, real challenge to get 100 brachas, which is, no, even worse, because Ashtishba, if you got the normal Shemana SS, Yom Kippur. Uvyem HaKippurim gam ken yoitze b'shmias ha-brachas k'moy b'shabas. Yom Kippur, you should try to have the intention of being yoitze the Avtoira, and the Birkas Avtoira. During laning, after all the accounts, you're short of three brachas, and that's where the minute comes from to have a shmek and to have the psalmim being passed around. Thereby, you can gain a few brachas. He says, but you can't just now start smelling and making twice the bracha in a row. You can't. You may add the psalmim, and then, you know, you wait another, you know, a few hours, and then make it again. You can't just, like, make a few brachas simultaneously. That doesn't go. Another option, if you don't want to make this brachas of the smelling because he says it's another bracha which we haven't mentioned at all, which is the bracha of Asher Yotza. So even in Yom Kippur, you may be naturally getting to the 100 brachos Rashi Yotzav Efshot Yotzav Alpiyat Chag Mashi Mitzchama Lishmei Chazoros Hashatz. So it could be Yotzav with Chazoros Hashatz, a few more brachos there, but on Yom Kippur it's a bit of a struggle. Shech Yonu, maybe you can add that one. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Very much the Rabbanon. It's the Rabbanon. It's not a derisive thing. No, it's the Rabbanon. I don't know if that counts. That, you heard that counts as on the brachas? I have not heard.
But they say on the poem. It's not in the machzor. But they say a note there that it's a good idea to add it.
I see. Yeah. There is a minority minigah, but I just want to, if we are mentioning the birkas, the brachas of smelling on Yom Kippur, I know we're not learning on Yom Kippur now, but I just want to explain why there are some people that when you give them you've prepared this nice atzeh psalmim thing and you give it, you pass it on, he says, there's some people that don't do it. Why? Why don't they do it? Why didn't want to get 200 brachas? Why don't they do it? Pardon?
The benefit?
Meaning?
Benefit.
Yes, so I think that's what you're referring to. There are some people, it's a minority opinion, and it's not mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, but there are some people that feel that it's contradicting the Inui aspect of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Inui. There is some mitzvahs of, there's a mitzvah of Inui, you have to refrain yourself from eating, drinking, etc. So they say it's the perhaps the word is the spirit of the law, that you don't want to start smelling exceedingly pleasurable smells. I know there's an argument against it, that there's still Simchas Yom Tov, etc., but I'm just explaining those who are makpe not to smell, that's where they're coming from. But on the average day, in a way, I feel that because we naturally get to the 100 brachas, because we naturally get to the 100 brachas, we sometimes forget that we do it. And that there is actually a mitzvah of doing 100 brachas. It's a shame we don't even think about it. I know, but it doesn't add up to 100 brachas.
You have an extra half toe.
You do as well, yeah. Yeah, but half toe you need to positively be thinking about the biggest after to be to get to the I think that anyway.
I wonder if the people who smoke on Yom Tov, whether they are machmir with besamim on Yom Kippur, because if it's ocha nefesh on Yom Tov, I wonder if they're machmir the other way around.
Meaning what? That is, since they can't smoke on Yom Kippur anyway.
I see that maybe it's the other way around.
Interesting, perhaps that's a worthwhile chumah for them. So I don't know what I was thinking once about it. How do we, because the idea, the concept, conceptually, it's so precious to think about the 100 brachas we bring, we're thanking and praising the Bnei Shlomo 100 times every day. And that itself is a takona of David HaMelech. He didn't do many takonas, only a handful. We don't think about this. What could we do to think about this takona of David HaMelech? Because we naturally it's so in the system. We don't think about this. I don't know. We fail to, because it's so natural and so easy. We fail to think about this takona. We just really do. Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Does that not proceed from
Amalek? That's where he learned. That's where he came. That's where he interpreted it from. That's his drosha, or that's where he came from. But that's not. It's not Meikar Din. So what we discussed tonight, we learned about the Chayav Adam Levorich Mea Brachas Lefochos. At least you should say 100 brachas. We spoke about the idea. The reason behind it is because 100 people died every single day. David HaMelech was mistaken to recite at least 100 brachas every day. We discussed on the natural, in the normal day, you get 100 brachas easily, just from the Shemona Esses and the davening, which is 92 brachas as it is. You wash and eat Asher Yotzas, etc. You get to over 100 brachas easy. Shabbos is a bit more challenging. Yom Kippur, very much more challenging, but with a bit of thought and effort, you get to 100 brachas either way. Rabbi Yisrael, having said this, you should have an evening full of brachas. Evening full of brachas. Okay.